We've got Hospice of Southern Illinois. And they're giving out beads. They've got a beautiful butterfly. I think that's a neat symbol for them.
So we got an oversized load coming here.
Oh, what we got here? Next, it looks like, oh, we got a monster truck. It says Basher. Heavy hitter monster truck racing team. Looks like the owner is Derek Anson from Louisville, Kentucky. And the driver is Justin Craig. I know Justin. I knew that when he got out of school, he decided he wanted to do some automotive stuff, and he was trying to decide what he was going to do, and he got involved in the monster trucks, and that is so cool. It is so neat to see kids do things that they love. You'll have to get on and see this. If you are not here at the parade, get on and see. Again, Justin Craig is the driver of the monster truck Basher. Civil Lions Club, they've got their lion. How about that thing is heavy?
It kind of looks like. I think it took more than one person to get it up there.
That's right. Civil Lions Club. They are co-sponsoring the 4th of July celebration. Oh. Now here comes one of our favorites. We've got the Shriners. Williamson County Motor Patrol. And they're doing their synchronized driving. It's amazing. How much do you think they practice that, honestly?
Hopefully quite a bit.
You know, I've never seen a disaster at a parade with the Shriners. They just do a phenomenal job. Oh, he's got a headset on. He's telling them, he's running the show. He's telling them what they're going to do. That is so cool. I mean, how many kids would love to have one of those things?
Of course, it does kind of remind me of rush hour traffic.
So true, so true.
Or trying to get to a ball game in St. Louis.
That is awesome. How many they got? Eight? Eight with one bringing up the rear. Maybe he's the safety guy. We're not sure. Oh, they're high-fiving some kids on the side. Nice. Again, that was the Shriners of Williamson County.
How cool
is this? They are all lining up in front of the table. They are saluting the table. Awesome. That was so cool. Oh, they've got reverse on those things.
Yeah. Bet they don't have air conditioning, though. Bet they don't have air conditioning, though.
That is true. I bet they will be ready to park it. You know, one other thing, quickly. I don't know how some of them are fitting in that little bitty car. I mean, some of them have long legs. And they are making it happen. All right. So they've got their Shriners van. Says love to the rescue patient transport serving Southern Illinois. That's awesome. Thank you to the Shriners. It does say that the vehicle is operated by volunteers and supported by donations, just to keep that in mind. What we got now?
Egyptian Internet.
Yep, Egyptian Telephone and Internet.
And they are one of our parade sponsors for the broadcast, so
gotcha.
We thank them for that.
So we'd like to thank them again for all of their support.
Also, while we're mentioning our sponsors, First National Bank of Steelville, Sparta Community Hospital, Maybird Automotive, Tony's Medicine or Pharmacy, Egyptian Communication, and Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. So.
I think Avery got one. They've got t-shirts. They've got a lot on First State Bank of Campbell Hill. My son works for them. He did the CVE program in high school and still works there. He loves it. They're awesome to work for.
That pole keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, they've got the American Dream. SFBCH can help. That's right, Denise Reese with her bag. Hello. Thank you, Miss Coleman. Let's see. We've got buy a farm, land and auction.
They've got several entries here, including their big billboard that they list all their properties they have available.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always, you know, wondered, you know, what all's on there. I've never kind of stopped and taken a look. But I'm amazed at the number of kids that, you know, go through school and say, you know, I'd be interested in farming. I think I hear that it's a tough business, but obviously something that we need. It's very important to the community. So if you got the money, buy a farm.
Exactly.
Randolph County Republicans are coming up. We've got Rick Smith driving.
Commissioner Kena and Holder and
Kena, Mr. Mark Kena. Not bad. How about you? That's all I can do.
Let me borrow your mic here just a second, Michelle, and give it to Commissioner Holder.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day out here for the 4th of July parade, and I'm really happy to see everyone out celebrating the birth of our country. Good morning, everyone, and God bless America.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner David Holder.
What's going on, my friend? How you doing?
Much. How you doing?
Yes, Mr. Paul Schimm. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. This is always one of my favorite parades of the entire summer.
Well, are you warm enough?
I am. I've got the black shirt and stay nice and hot.
So. You got your son with you?
I do.
Your support?
Ethan is helping me out today.
Awesome. So. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Well, hello to everybody here in Steelville.
All right. Have a good day. Hi.
Marshall
okay.
Hillmas.
Got you, circuit clerk. Okay.
All right.
Well, we're glad that you joined us. Thank you.
All right. Our Randolph County Clerk, Melanie Johnson. Hello.
July, everybody.
Melanie Johnson is coming up.
And God bless America.
Exactly.
Thank you for...
Vote for Donald Trump. Come up to Fort Kaskaskia.
Yes.
We've got a program up there, too.
Hey, how are you? We've got Steelville Legion Bowl.
All right.
Mr. Maverick, they donate the still the Legion and the bowling for our kids to do project graduation. And we are just so thankful that they, you know, are willing to support our kids like that. Got a group of girls there.
And not sure what the...
Yeah, we've got a little lag here.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back with more from the Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
Tony's Menace Center Pharmacy at 324 West Broadway in Steelville welcomes everyone to the annual Steelville 4th of July celebration. Tony's Menace Center is Steelville's locally owned and operated pharmacy. They make a commitment to their customers, ensuring that they receive prescriptions as their healthcare provider has prescribed, that prescriptions are ready in a timely manner, usually 15 minutes or less if you choose to wait, and that you're welcomed with a smile that you would expect from a friend. You can expect more from your pharmacy when you choose Tony's Menace Center Pharmacy in Steelville. Have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Whether it's local telephone service, long distance, or internet service, Egyptian Communications is committed to providing the latest technology to area residents and businesses. The staff at Egyptian Communications wants to welcome you to Steelville for the 4th of July and wish you a safe and happy holiday. Remember, when you need reliable communication service, choose Egyptian Communications to be your trusted local telephone and internet provider.
What do you want in life? An education for your children? Financial security? A comfortable retirement? Pursuing your goals depend on the investment decisions you make today. The Howell Financial Services investment pros at First National Bank of Steelville are ready to help you plan and work toward your investment goals. Call 965-3441 to speak with a HAL investment professional. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates.
And welcome back. We are out here, and the parade continuing. The Democrat float just passing us up there.
Hello, Nathan Wright.
And
all right. So in our break, we had Mabert Automotive come by, owned by Matt and Andrea Mabert. Got a big, beautiful building going on out there. Did some landscaping. So we're glad that, here we've got some candy coming from Evan Wright. So after that was Stillville Amelage. And then we had a truck that was driven by Mr. Justin Jeffers. He and Nathan Wright were both represented by that truck. Justin also is the high school golf coach.
Okay.
So we'd like to point out he's doing a phenomenal job, and we're just so thankful that he was willing to take that over. Daryl Winkleman still helps out now and again, and did a fantastic job also. But again, we need good people stepping up and helping, and we're just so thankful that Justin Jeffers is willing to do that.
I noticed the Sparta police car sitting down here. On my note also, a lot of the area towns send officers to help with, the traffic and everything in there.
I did not know that. That is a good information.
It would be a lot for the Steelville Department to handle by themselves,
So. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that, but you're absolutely correct. We've got another John Deere truck pulling Golden Key Realty. Oh, the little girls have American flag dresses. Those are really cute. And they're passing out some beads. Looks like that the representative of that is Don Otten. Stillville Marketplace. Obviously, that was the former
Dave's.
Mm-hmm. They've got a nice wooden sign on the front of a red tractor. Oh, that's neat. Dave Mulholland decided to retire, and Corey and Melissa Bockhorn took over ownership. Stillville Marketplace, great place to shop. Another thing they do also is they support our CVE workers.
Uh-huh.
They have a lot of kids that come in and work, and they work well with the kids. So that they can, participate in other activities. And that is so cute. Okay, sorry I stopped in the middle of my sentence, but they have a juice box. They have a cereal box. They have a bin that has balloons in it that look like watermelons, peanut butter, tomato soup, and these are all made. Well, thank you, Mrs. Moore. It is the neatest. That's one of the neatest floats I've ever seen created, by hand, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of represents what they are. They have all these items and stuff that we need,
Absolutely. It looks like next, let me make sure this is correct, is the Trico Bass Club. I thought that was... that was what it was. My son elbowed me over here. He likes to fish, and it's a nice bass boat. Is that right, Avery? Bass boat? It's a nice bass boat being pulled by a Toyota Tundra. I'm not sure, but I think Mark Paninsky is the head here. I'm amazed at how we are adapting and finding things that kids can do and really supporting those kids. All kids don't play baseball, basketball, volleyball. Some of them, there are different things, and Stillville has gotten a bowling team this past year, and Trico obviously has a bass fishing team. Hopefully more schools will follow suit and get involved in having other activities for those kids. Keep them busy.
Exactly. And then we got another little bit of a break here, but we've got motorcycles this time instead of the cars.
Oh, yeah. says Honda 250s.
And this is the Ina Shriners. Now, that's a little bit riskier yet, I think.
You're right. Yes, they go a little bit faster, two wheels instead of four. But again, a neat display.
And here comes a four-wheeler shooting down the middle.
Yeah, that four-wheeler just cut down the middle of all six of those motorcycles. And they did it with ease.
You wouldn't want to blink or flinch whenever they're doing that.
Correct.
I'd say they practice a little bit too.
Yes, I would think so. Again, on a hot day like today, they're willing to come out and, really just support our town and our parade and give these people a show. So again, there's two new events. Poker Stand has been brought back. I believe that it was in the past. They mm-hmm. had, I think the fire department had supported that. And then the cornhole tournament in the park immediately following the parade, $20 per team. So a couple new events. Also the Stillville Senior Legion baseball team will be playing Murfreesboro at noon. So come out and support those boys in the heat. I believe that Stillville is undefeated in the tournament so far. Let me add, in the tournament, Stillville, Marion, Murfreesboro, and Orient are the teams that are participating in the Wooden Bat Classic.
Also,
it says in the paper that there is a new stand, the House of Wings.
Uh-huh.
We love wings at our house, so those would be good to try. I think I've seen that place in Sparta.
Yeah, I believe
right?
it's over by the hospital is their main place. That they've got. I think they've got a mobile truck that goes around as well.
That's cool. That's neat. Make it convenient for people, and they'll try it, mm-hmm. that's for sure. We've got a beautiful young lady coming up here. Looks like... I'm getting fanned for a second here. It's a little warm.
I believe this is the Mardi Gras queen.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't read that far. She's got... That crown is large, quite large,
it,
right?
It definitely
she's,
is.
It's, she's holding it very steady. Doesn't even look like she has a drop of sweat.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
That is true. That's of course, Mardi Gras from over Pinckneyville, and that'll be coming up in October. Of course, we have heat here, and a lot of times there they have to watch for cold.
Oh,
it gets
yeah.
a little chilly.
You know, I didn't think about that. It looks like Lexi
Tourville.
Aww.
And the Little Miss Perry County Fair Queen, Mackenzie Hale.
Oh, little sweetie. She's got that smile. She knows what she's doing. Her crown's a little bit smaller, but I bet in future days she will definitely have a large one on her head.
And the Junior Miss Perry County Fair Queen, McKinley Ryder.
Oh, looks like she's got a sibling maybe in there, maybe a future Miss Queen also.
And then Keely Eplin, the 2019 Miss Perry County Fair Queen.
It says Princess Flame, 2019. Wow. Old King Cole Festival. She's got a couple. A couple wins there. First Baptist Church of Percy. They've got a little. Boy, that's a Cadillac golf cart.
I think so. And then we've got coming up here. Kind of a tropical looking float.
It says the American Dream, a healthy family. Sparta Community Hospital, that's right.
Also one of our sponsors of the Sprayed broadcast.
Miss Carol Mulholland's driving the vehicle. Hey. Got some beautiful ferns going on. A healthy family, the American Dream. That's absolutely true.
And obviously someone with a green thumb they've got taking care of those ferns.
Yes, you are correct. In which I have 0 of 1. I can't keep anything alive.
Yeah,
Thank goodness my kids are okay.
When for years people finally told me that brown wasn't the color they were supposed to be.
Right, that's a good way to look at it, yes. We've got Noby, William Noby and Company, John Deere Equipment. Well, they've got some nice vehicles.
That's a unique wheel on the back of that that mower there.
Nice.
Don't think you have to put air in that one.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Those are different tires. All right. I think next we have Benson's Wine Bar out of Chester. They've got Popeye. Hi, Dylan. Dylan Losing. Giving me a, thank you, a popsicle that's melty, but it's cold. So, hey, that works.
That's all that matters right on the day like today.
They've got a big group there. Looks like maybe some patrons of the place. Mm. We've driven by it, and it sure does look pretty. I will say that.
We've got Chester Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, we've got Memorial Hospital. All right, Dreaming of a Healthier Community. They have gone back to the 80s, and they have got an exercise bike that my mother did have at one point. Tried to get me to ride it all the time.
You know, they do make good for hanging clothes on when they're not completely.
That's right. Typically, that is what they're best for. They've got a little trampoline. Looking good. Oh, I love that color. That is a blue. Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Mm.
Honestly, like a teal.
Honestly, though, I wonder if they had that color when those were first made.
I think you're right. I doubt it.
Steelville Baptist Church here coming on.
So next up, yep, we've got Steelville Baptist Church. And Mr. Scott Foshi is the pastor there. Great guy. We got some more cheerleaders coming. It looks like it's Sparta High School cheerleaders. They've got their Go Bulldogs tank tops on. They got their music cranked up.
And they get their water in hand. That's. Throwing out some t-shirts, looks like there. Throwing out some t-shirts, I think.
Yeah. That isn't the usual, so that's pretty cool. They got t-shirts that they're trying to toss out. They got a big group of cheerleaders here. They're getting ready to give us a cheer, it looks like. You know, they're probably used to the heat because when school starts, football starts, so. We've got Seven Springs Fish Farm, Evansville, Illinois. Says nothing beats a good piece of bass. That's pretty funny. I like that. We've got the 12U Steelville baseball team. I do believe that they won their division. Yep, they are champions. 12U Southwestern Illinois Pony League champions. I talked to one of the players, and they had to beat a particular team a couple times in a row. So we got a lot of boys throwing some candy to us. So we are thankful for that. Looks like. I'll name a couple of the players. They stopped in front of us. Mason Hill, Hayden Rathert, Austin Krantz, Hayden Sternberg, Victor Mathis, Trenton Ingles, Jay Krantz, Billy Ingles, with those two coaches, Shane Hill coach, Ryan Rathert, Lane Young, Tyler Ingles, Cannon Ruby, Cody Mavert, and Brendan Stewart. I think I got it. again, coaches volunteer. They come out and, you know, try to help these kids have a productive summer. And it looks like these boys had a great time and made that happen, got first place, and we're super proud of them.
Yeah, it looks like if anyone's watching our Facebook Live broadcast, I'm going to restart the phone. For some reason, it just decided it wanted to quit for a while.
That happens with technology. It happens to me frequently. We've got Mrs. Illinois America 2019, Rachel Marks. Ooh, she's beautiful. That crown. Oh, my goodness. And again, I'd like to know how these girls, these women, girls, ladies, are not sweating at all.
I would like to know that, too.
And her dress is all sequins. And it is red, white, and blue, kind of patchy, but it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the United States Marine Corps Toys for Tots coming up next.
Hello, at four.
Thank you. You too. They've got beads coming out. They've got their flags. They're awesome. Oh, we got the Stillville Trap Team. Wendell Taylor is the coach. I know a lot of these kids. They work really hard, and it's just another one of those sports that, you know, there's some schools that there's no chance that they're going to have a trap team. And this just gives our kids just one more opportunity to do something that they can do in the future, you know, with the grand out there. I mean, there are people that come out and they, you know, win competitions and win money this much, you know, with the and so it's good for our kids to have that, you know, opportunity in high school.
There we go. I think we finally got it back up. So
we got Stillville JC's Oktoberfest. That will be October 11th and 12th. We've got the Stillville JC's. They got some ponies, and it says our bands that Friday night's Downstate Music Company, and Saturday Johnny Rocket and Double Wide Symphony. Everybody loves the Oktoberfest. Everybody looks forward to it. And Stillville JC's puts a lot of work into making sure it's a fun event for everyone.
They definitely do. And like this, it draws the crowd.
Right.
People
right.
always enjoy coming. Sparta Lincoln cheer.
Yeah, we even got Sparta Lincoln with junior high cheerleaders coming. And great. Again, a hot day, but they're coming out to support the parade and show their team spirit. All right, Great Clips, Ashley Wagner and Great Clips. Great Clips out of Sparta. They've got a vehicle, and they're handing out some beads again.
Rockstar Gaming and Lounge.
We've got Rockstar Gaming and Lounge. It says they've got pool, they've got darts, they've got boxing games, a DJ every weekend. 604 North Sparta Street in Stillville. We're good, thank you. Next up, Advanced Disability Solutions. They've got a nice truck there. Nice truck. Looks like that's out of Belleville. Out of Belleville. Came all the way down from Belleville. That's nice. They got some cups they're handing out. Thank you. You know, it's another way to get the word out about your business.
It is. And have fun at the same time.
Let's see. We've got Amber Lynn Photography. It says Amber Blow. Mermaid minis, be a mermaid. Oh, they've got little girls. Well, they've got girls in mermaid suits in a pool in the back of a truck.
Now, that would be a nice place to be.
That would be a nice place to be. You're right. They knew what they were doing when they planned out their float for today.
They probably had to have a lottery to see who actually got to be in the pool.
Right. That's probably true.
Entry here by Myers, Chevrolet GMC out of Sparta.
Nice. We got a Blazer. Those wheels are all spiffied up, shined, and ready to roll. Talent Force is hiring. Let's see. What does that say? Trying to see what it says on the back of their shirts. Staffing that works. Talent Force is hiring. Looks like they've got some flyers that they're giving out. We've got Iron Ford of Sparta. They've got their Mustang. Nice. Who doesn't love a Mustang, right?
Exactly. All right, next up here we've well, it's got several mowers and tractors on the float. So
yeah.
Gets up here a little closer, we can see.
Say that is. Well, Coleman Lawn Equipment.
Okay, Coleman Lawn Equipment. Of course, they got those grasshopper mowers. Those are nice.
That is Coleman Lawn Equipment. Lawn Equipment. Boy, they've got a selection right there. Nice.
Got several different models on display up there.
Yeah.
Of course, this time of year, keeping your grass mowed is a...
is a chore, that is right.
And there's another one with one of those unique wheels on the back there.
Yeah, that must be the new thing, right? We'll have to check that out.
Now, if they can come up with those for cars, you know, where you don't have any flat tires anymore.
That would work well. Looks like we've got Jaden Henrick. Driving. And they've got a super soaker. They are filling up with water and squirting all the kids. Again, another creative, smart idea. They've got more lawn equipment coming up. I think the owner, Scott Coleman, is coming, bringing up the rear here. It sounds like Scott.
35 years, Coleman Lawn Equipment, and I'm giving away $100 coupons, coming straight to money, and I say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome. $100 right. Coupons, Coleman Lawn. Let's see how... I bet everybody would go for that, huh?
I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure.
Shine On Detailing, I wonder. Total Lawn Solutions. Snow removal, tree trimming. Shine On Detailing, I wonder if any of the fire trucks. Oh, it's Paul Zimmer. We got Paul. And we've got the beautiful horses. We've got two. Look at their toenails. You see the hooves?
Oh, my.
I said toenails. Can you imagine?
Their hooves.
Their hooves painted red, white, and blue. And glitter. That is so cool. And they've got stars on their back end. That is really neat. Oh, one has a braided tail. Mallory Moore's riding that one. Beautiful.
And I think that'll pretty well wrap us up here.
Usually they bring us the results. Do you think they're going to do that?
We'll wait and see. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting, let's go ahead and take, I think we might have one more break here.
Sounds good.
And we'll take that, and we'll come back from the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
Making summer plans? It's never too early to schedule your back-to-school physicals. School physicals fill up fast, so avoid the rush and call today. Sparta Community Hospital's Quality Healthcare Clinics, 618-443-1DOC. That's 618-443-1362 and schedule your back-to-school physical. Before it's too late, student health care you can count on at Sparta Community Hospital.
Maybert Automotive in Steelville welcomes you to the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade and Festivities. Matt Maybert and his staff join you in celebrating our nation's birthday. For all your automotive repair and maintenance needs, there's only one place you need to remember. Maybert Automotive, located at 1014 West Broadway in Steelville, certified mechanics will keep your vehicle running smoothly and reliably. Call them at 965-9609. Enjoy the parade and have a safe and happy 4th of July from Maybert Automotive in Steelville.
Do we have any results?
Well, we don't have any results yet, but that was Tanya Newby and Dale Ernstein. Again, they were the parade committee, and we just want to thank them for helping us see the American Dream today. And just another wonderful Steelville 4th of July parade. Again, come out to the picnic. I know the baseball junior legion and senior legion are working the hamburger stand today. And they've got fish sandwiches and hamburgers and all kinds of stuff that you can think of. And they would love for you to come out and support, the picnic and get your lunch there.
And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors for the parade broadcast, First National Bank of Steelville, Sparta Community Hospital, Maybert Automotive, Tony's MediCenter Pharmacy, Egyptian Communications, and Randolph County Commissioner David Holder making this broadcast possible. And Michelle, I appreciate your assistance.
Anytime. I like this vantage point. It's nice to be up here. You see everything, and it's really cool to see the community come out and celebrate our independence and the 4th of July.
It is. We get kind of some of the best seats in the in town.
I believe that I do.
All right. Well, that should wrap things up here from Steelville, from the annual Steelville 4th of July parade. Again, all the festivities going on throughout the rest of the day and. The next couple of days, the music in the park. You mentioned fish sandwiches. Those are always tasty.
Oh, a winner. Yep, a hit. So. Everybody loves them.
So, and make sure you
and
come
out. And don't forget, we got the carnival going on and then the spectacular fireworks show.
Exactly.
And again, we want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for, being willing to spend the money and put that on so that all the local communities can come out and just have a nice night.
Exactly. All right, Michelle, again, thank you. And thank everyone for listening, and that will wrap things up here from Steelville for the WHCO, and that's AM 1230, and also now FM 97.3. Have a great 4th of July holiday.